The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome you to 2023 basketball here on Care Radio, and we're going to get it all started tonight in the Northeast Kansas League. High school hoops this evening on Care Radio as Horton plays host to Oskaloosa. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph. That's right. He came back. Joseph, I appreciate that very much. Thank you. He's back at the Care Radio Sports Studio, our producer and engineer, taking care of the work. Tom Couch of your courtside in Horton, Kansas, where the public address announcers getting ready to introduce the starters for these two teams here to the crowd tonight. The ladies first, then the guys' game coming up after this one. That said, let's do the starting lineups. First of all, for Oskaloosa and head coach Lindsey Newell, her assistant Kevin Lane. Oskaloosa is going to be starting Hannah Rowe. She's the lone senior on the roster. Going to have a couple of juniors, Lex Maselli and Michaela Boyd, and a couple of freshmen, Emma Vogel and Paris Olivia Marsh. For the Horton Lady Chargers and head coach Zach Nelson, his assistant coach Becky Wawasik, they're going to be starting, again, a young team. One senior, Emily Keough. Then you're going to find sophomores Piper Chartier and Cameron Cabea. Running it out, freshman JoJo Switch and Kara Covers Up. Really nice crowd on hand. You can tell the fans anxious, eager, and very ready for basketball to begin here in the second semester. And again, the guys' game coming up after this one, so don't go away. Boys basketball will be next. We're going to take a quick break. Joseph, we'll be back. Tip-off coming your way here on CARE.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Blair Milling in Acheson has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Okay. Welcome back to Horton, Kansas. Here we're getting set to go with high school hoops this evening. And Lady Chargers, the first club off of their respective sideline. They are in the home whites with royal blue lettering and trim. For Oskaloosa, it is the KU blue with red and white. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Girls high school basketball, the first of a double dip here tonight. The ball is up, the tip is away. It'll be controlled down by Oskaloosa. Lady Bears will take it into the forecourt. And as quickly as that, we're underway. It's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. And 5 seconds into the game, Oskaloosa will be putting the ball in play from their offensive baseline. Lots of games coming up here on Care Radio. It's going to be a huge second semester. We'll be talking about the schedule as the evening wears on. The ball in the middle is batted away. It's loose on the floor and picked up by Horton, and then a player kind of gets tripped up a little bit. Are we going to get a foul called? We are. First foul of the ball game is going to be on Oskaloosa, and it will be Lex Maselli picking up her first foul of the game. 7:47 to go in a scoreless opening quarter. More basketball tomorrow on Care Radio. The Benedictine Ravens begin semester number two, and they're right back in conference play. They will be up in the Nolan. We'll have those games, 5:30 for the ladies and 7:30 for the guys. Thursday night sports on Friday, Atchison High and Topeka High School. Saturday, Benedictine again in the afternoon at 2 and 4. Here's a feed into the lane. The falling away shot is up off the back and good. And Emily Keogh is going to pick up the first bucket of the ball game, and Horton will break out on top, 2-0. Down court with it will come Lady Bears, driving to the right side of the lane, and as the shot goes up, we get a whistle, we get a foul call. It's going to be put in play again down to the baseline. This is going to even up the team fouls at 2 apiece. It's going to be whistled on Horton's Piper Chartier. So Piper, the sophomore, picking up a foul. Here's a feed down to the baseline. The ball is going to be batted away. Gets loose. Saved by Oski. 12-foot shot. Off the window, no good. Rebound followed up underneath. Rolling around. Won't go. Rebound underneath again, too far beneath the goal. Now the follow shot is going to go up, and we get a whistle. We got a foul. And free throws coming up for Oskaloosa. It'll be Emma Vogel coming to the free throw line. For Horton, Emily Keogh will have collected her first foul of the evening. 6:52 to go in the opening quarter here in Horton, Kansas. The free throw hits the back of the rim and caroms away. Won't go in. One more shot coming up for Emma Vogel. Emma with a couple of knee wraps on. Second free throw, a little wide to the right side. The rebound cleared down by the Lady Chargers. Horton into the forecourt with the basketball. Little left-hand dribble into the forecourt by Piper. She'll dump it off on top. JoJo Switch will take it, feeds it over to the left block. Keogh has it there on the court a couple of times, looks over to the baseline right. Drive it across. The ball's batted away. Loose to the floor. It's going to be picked up. Coming down with it is going to be Maselli. She's in. She's up. No good, but we're going to have a foul call. The officials coming over to the scorers table to let us know that for Horton, it'll be Kara covers up, picking up her first foul. And quickly, Horton has collected 3 team fouls, and we are not quite a minute and a half into the game. Oskaloosa at the line. Looking for their first point, can't get it to go in. Lex Maselli will miss the first one, and Oskaloosa as a team is 0-3 at the free throw line. One more shot coming up here for the junior. It hits the back of the rim, no good, and the long rebound pulled down by Horton. Chartier comes down with the basketball, and alternating hands with the dribble will bring it across the timeline. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 2-0 Horton lead, and we get a foul up top side. Official heads over to the scorer's table, and this foul is going to be the first on Michaela Boyd for Oskaloosa. So we've seen five combined fouls in the first minute 40, and with that, Horton's going to take a timeout. Joseph, it's our first break of the new year. We're taking a timeout. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. It is Horton 2, Oskaloosa nothing.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Welcome back, and Horton putting the ball in play. They'll bring it into the baseline right. No defender steps up, so the quick three-point shot is taken, but will not go in. But Horton with the offensive board, and back out on top, they're going to come with it. JoJo Switch will send this one on its way, but squaring up to take the shot, it's going to be whistled for a travel. 6:07 to go in the opening quarter. And here again comes Oskaloosa. Bears will go to the give and go, into the lane. The ball's going to be batted away and taken back by Horton. Chargers will walk it up. Chargier goes left side. Covers up, will have it. Back out on top, it'll go to Piper. Chargier between the circles. That's going to be JoJo. Top side, it'll go to Kara. Covers up, looks to the middle, and right now, got Horton being patient, working the ball around the perimeter. See if they can find a little daylight in the middle. Now here's a running shot off the window, but to the right side it goes. And then on the rebound, a jump ball called. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Still a 2-0 Lady Charger lead. Our first substitution of the ball game is going to come in. It'll belong to Oskaloosa as sophomore Holly Thatcher will come into the game. So Thatcher is in it. Horton puts the ball in play over to the right side. It's going to get away, and Cameron Kabia had it for a minute, and the ball just kind of snuck away from her. It goes out of bounds onto the near side, and here comes Oskaloosa. Over to the right side with it. It's going to be Harris Olivia Martin. She'll go all the way to the baseline. The jumper's a little too strong. Rebound will be cleared away by Lady Chargers. And again, Piper Chartier will bring the ball into the forecourt. A little rocket pass over to the near side is going to be slapped out of bounds. Kind of a two-handed volleyball, sort of a block by Thatcher to slap it into the crowd. And once more, it will be Horton basketball. Kabia will be looking to put it in play. Now we're going to get a substitution in for Oskaloosa. Hadley Houck will come in. So Hadley comes into the ball game, and topside with the way Horton covers up, will take it down to the baseline, has it slapped away off the pass, and back again. It will come to Oskaloosa. 3 minutes into the ball game, 2-0, Lady Chargers with the lead. The pass all the way down to the baseline right, and taking that big jumbo step toward the middle. It's going to be travel by Hannah Rowe. Maddie Sturton is going to check into the lineup now for Horton. Maddie will bring some height into the game for the Lady Chargers. She is a senior for Coach Nelson. 2-0. Horton in front. The pass into the middle is going to be batted away, and now reaching over the top, committing the foul. Let's see where this one is going to be credited. Could be the first foul by Hadley Houck for Oskaloosa. Team fouls now evened up at 3 each team. 4:44 to go in the first. Inbound it comes, and stepping into the lane to try to get the shot away. Again, getting tripped and tumbling to the floor, but bouncing to her feet. Kara covers up. Seems to be just fine. It's going to be the first foul on Oskaloosa's Holly Thatcher. Horton with the basketball up top side. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Still 2-0. Pass over to the left side. The 17-foot jump shot. Rims out. No good. And Oskaloosa is going to clear down the rebound. Up with it is going to come Vogel. Emma will take it across the timeline. Little right-hand dribble. Weaves over to the right wing. Dumps it off in the lane. The turnaround shot is too strong. And the rebound is going to be batted around and taken away by Sturton. And then reaching in on her, Lex Maselli ties the ball up. Jump ball going to come back to the Lady Bears. So Oskaloosa putting it in play at their offensive baseline. They'll feed in Lex over to the right side. The little turnaround shot. Up and in. And Hadley Halp will have her first points of the game. And we are even at 2. 4:04 to play in the opening quarter. High school girls basketball this evening here on Care Radio. K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison. The ball's batted away all the way into the backcourt, but Horton's able to recover. Gets down the floor, and then the lob pass underneath the rim is going to be a little bit too tall and out of reach. Oskaloosa is going to have it back in. Two teams are now substituting pretty freely in and out of the ball game as we're seeing starters returning to the floor with 3:50 to go in the first. It's a 2-2 contest. Oskaloosa brings it up, weaves it over to the left side. Thatcher will have it there, comes off on top. Boyd goes to the baseline right, the running shot, it's up and in, plus one. An opportunity at the conventional 3-point play for Oskaloosa. The foul is going to be whistled against Ashton Keough, her first. And coming to the stripe, Michaela Boyd. The shot, perfect. So Horton will go up 5-2 with 3:30 to play first quarter. Horton into the forecourt, kind of telegraphs that pass, but it's going to be rescued by Sturton. It's going to look away pass back out to the point. Now the lob into the middle is knocked free, stolen away, and Oskaloosa, the steal by Thatcher. Here come the Bears. Working across the middle, stopping way up high between the circles, dumping it over to the left side. Halk with the basketball. Now it's going to get away at the baseline, and it'll be an Oskaloosa turnover. Horton will have it back in play. Mention the crowd. Nice crowd. Very warm in the gymnasium here this evening. Good turnout. Chargers will feed it to the free throw line, driving it down the right side, twisting, turning, putting the shot on its way, but it won't go in. And an offensive rebound, Horton. Brings it back to Sturton. Skip pass comes out on top. Back over to the right. A three is launched. Too strong. Another offensive rebound. Follow shot. Nope, but a foul on Maselli. So Lex will be the first player for either team to have collected a second foul tonight. And coming to the line for Horton, you're going to find Piper Chartier. Piper looking for her first bucket of the evening. First of two free throws is good. She's got it. Lex is going to come out of the game with those two fouls. And Chartier will be up there for her second free throw. It is on its way and kicks out no good. Offensive rebound. Horton will send up a three. Got it from deep for the left side. The three-point shot for the Lady Chargers, Ashton Keough. Quick shot up on the other end. It's going to be up and in, and it is already 7-6. 7 points beginning to fall a little bit here. The drive into the lane. The shot is up. Off the rim 2 times. No good. Oskaloosa coming out with a rebound. It's a 7-6 Oskaloosa lead. Here's a shot underneath. No. Follow shot deflected. Ball's on the floor, rolling around it. Oski's going to be able to save it. Now it's batted away. Saved again by the Lady Bears. Reaching in. We get a foul. We get a jump. Going to call a foul. Horton has really stepped up the intensity of the game. Coming into the lineup for the Chargers, coming back in is going to be Cameron Kabia. That is the second foul also, by the way, for Kara covers up. Here's a feed across to the left side. The shot is up, and we're going to get a foul called. And if that's on Chartier. It will be her second. So Piper will have her second foul. We have seen a lot of fouls in this opening quarter. Six for the Lady Chargers, five for the Bears. Horton coming to the line, and Hannah Rowe is there. Free throw's good. So Hannah Rowe will knock that one down. She'll make it now 8-6. Into the game for Oskaloosa. Back in is going to be Marsh. And, of course, Piper Chartier is also going to step out with those couple of fouls. Second free throw. Perfect. So Hannah Rowe will hit a bone. It is now 9-6 Oskaloosa. And we're at a minute 50 to go, opening quarter. Kick pass to the right side. The shot high up off the window. Good for Sturton. So Maddie Sturton has her first two. Here's a quick runner on the other end. And it's off the mark, but looking for the rebound. We're going to have another Horton foul. Our official will come over and let us know this is going to be foul number two for Emily Keough. So three of the Horton starters already with two fouls apiece and a minute 38 to play opening quarter. Absolutely going to affect how Coach Nelson runs players in and out of this game. Here's a free throw. It's up and no good. Rebound. Oskos is going to save it. And they'll bring it back up topside again. The feet into the lane. The ball batted away. Taken away by Sturton. Here comes Horton. They've got a 2-on-3 break. Numbers are not good for them. They're going to slow this thing back down. Minute 20 to go in the first. Feet over to the right block. Backing in and traveling with the ball. Minute 17 to go, opening quarter. 1-point game at 9-8. Oskaloosa has it over to the right side, skip pass to the right side of the lane, and it's going to get away and touch the baseline. Oskaloosa will turn it over, and Horton has a chance to reclaim the lead. Horton led early in the game. But since then, Oskaloosa has forged ahead and has led since. Here's the left side of the lane. Pass there. The ball batted away. It's on the floor and stolen away by Oskaloosa. Here comes Thatcher. Right side. Dumps it over to the left. The left-handed layup is going to be up and good. The bucket by Boyd. Michaela's got five. It's 11-8. 45 seconds to play in the first. And now another turnover. Breakaway to the other end of the floor. The driving layup is going to be up and in. And again, it's Michaela Boyd. And we are going to get a timeout. Horton taking a break at 37 seconds ago. We're still in the opening quarter of the girls' game. It is Oskaloosa 13, Horton 8.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Joseph, you thought I was hiding from you, but I wasn't. I was right here enjoying the transition music. We're in the waning moments of the opening quarter here in Horton, Kansas, girls' game. With 37 seconds on the clock in the first, 13-8. Oskaloosa has put together their largest lead of the evening, up 5. And Horton will be putting in a play from deep in the backcourt. They'll bring it up the floor, lots of time, and the outlet pass is going to be a little too high and too long and batted away, lost out of bounds. Comes back in again, too. Horton from their baseline corner right. Sturton will do the inbound work. Looking, she wants it down low underneath the rim. Can't get it there. Tid will bring it out on the wing. Back it'll come down to Maddie. Pivots with the left foot. Feeds into the lane. On the court one time. The spinning shot is up and off the mark. Rebounding it down is Oskaloosa. Panther comes down with a basketball, and we get another collision, and you hear the thud as his body hits the floor, but everybody's up and okay. And we're going to walk to the other end of the floor where we're going to see more free throws taken. For Horton, it'll be the second foul for Ashton Keough. And here's the real problem that Horton seems to be facing and probably going to be facing as this game moves along. Four players for Horton have two fouls apiece, and we're still in the opening quarter. At the free throw line, Holly Thatcher. The shot up and in. She's going to have another one. Holly's pretty excited about that, but it's got to be reminded to come back and take a second shot. First point of the game for Holly Thatcher. She's a sophomore for Coach Newell. The shot, yeah, high and arcing and in. Now 15-8. And the ball's stolen away. The breakaway and the layup is going to be up and good. Oskaloosa's Marsh hits the bucket. 17-8. Here's a shot by Horton. If the buzzer won't go in, and we have come to the end of the opening quarter. Got a timeout on the court. Second quarter of the girls' game coming up after one in Horton, Kansas. Oskaloosa 17, Lady Chargers 8.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
After the opening quarter, leading scorer for Oskaloosa has been Michaela Boyd. Michaela, 7 points to lead her team, to lead all scorers. For Horton, 3 points, paces the way. They belong to Ashton Keough. Emily Keough with two. Maddie Sturton, 2-1 for Piper Chartier. For Oskaloosa, you've got Roe Marsh, Thatcher Hawk, each with two. Here we go. It'll be Lady Charger basketball, and looks like right now that Coach Nelson has brought a bunch of his starters back in, even though they have a couple of fouls apiece, most of them. Here's a shot from underneath the rim, up, and a foul by Oskaloosa. Could be the first one by Roe tonight. So Hannah Roe will have foul number one. It'll be half a dozen team fouls for Oskaloosa. Horton again has committed 8 already. Chargers at the free throw line. The first one hits the rim and kicks away. Won't quite go in for Kara Covers up. Kara's got one more shot coming her way here, looking for her first point this evening. She'll take her time and eye it up. Looks over at the crowd and looks back out there and throws it in. Kara was distracted by, I think, some of her classmates in the stands here. And the ball is going to be batted away and loose on the floor and picked back up by Horton. Stolen away by Ashton Keough. Ashton will dish it over to the left side. Gets it there to switch. Top side it comes Chartier. Back over again to switch. Down to the baseline left. Covers up. Out on top, Chartier goes down the lane, and they're going to call it for the traveling basketball. Oskaloosa putting it back in play from the near side. It is a 17-9 Lady Bears lead. Michaela Boyd has it left side. Is it going to go over and back? It's not. It's going to be stolen by Horton instead. The feed down low, taken by Chartier, and she gets fouled. So Horton trying to take advantage of the steal and go with a quick break down the floor. In an effort to stymie that, Oskaloosa and Holly Batcher will pick up a foul. Holly will have her second. It'll be team foul 7 for Oskaloosa. Just over 7 minutes to go in the opening half of the ladies' game. Free throw. Up and won't quite drop, and the rebound pulled down by Oskaloosa. They'll go to the other end of the court, whereas the shot goes up. Probably a couple of free throws coming in to get a foul. It'll be the first foul of the game for Horton's JoJo Switch. Taking a long, hard look at this one. Emma Vogel puts the free throw on its way and good. So Oskaloosa is starting off really cold at the free throw line in the opening quarter. Since then, they have kind of found the range. Horton is going to bring Maddie Sturton back into the game for Kara. Sturton will take her place down to the baseline on the left side of the lane. Long, hard look at it. Big, deep knee bend. Shot up. Nope. Rebound, Sturton. Here comes Horton. It is an 18-9 lead. That 9-point advantage equals our largest of the game. And we're going to get another foul coming up the floor. This one is going to be the first by Marsh. So both teams in the 1-1, and Chargers committing 9 fouls, 8 so far for Oskaloosa. And still with 6:53 to go in the first half. Coming to the line is going to be Horton. Piper Chartier, 1 of 3 at the line tonight. She's a better free throw shooter than that, but this one rims out and will not go in as well. Here comes Oskaloosa. All the way down the floor with the basketball down the left side. It's going to be Michaela Boyd. She'll go into the lane, dump it over to the right side. Off the block, the shot is going to be up and good. The bucket in for Hadley Halkin. It is now 20-9. And we've got 6.5 to go in the opening half. 11-point lead for Oskaloosa. They've opened it up a little bit here in the second quarter. Chargers out on top and not looking for the ball. It's going to get away. Oskaloosa will bounce it over into the middle, and they're going to say step out on the sideline. It's going to come back to Horton. A big break for the Lady Chargers. Oskaloosa had come up with yet another steal of the basketball. Chartier is going to inbound it. A little geography. What do you say? A little logistics. I get a really good place from which to watch this game. The top of the stands across the way from the scorer's table, right at midcourt. So it's hard to get much better than this. Horton with the basketball out on top. That's a really long three. Hit the back of the rim. The long rebound is going to be pulled down by Oskaloosa, but we're going to get a foul called off the ball. The foul is going to be the second by Makima Boyd. And back to the free throw line will come Horton. Stepping up there this time is going to be Cameron Kabia. Free throw, got it. So Cameron is on the board. It is now 20-10. One more shot. She'll hit them both. So Cameron has her first 2 points this evening. And the outlet pass for Oskaloosa. They're trying to fast break this thing down the floor. Just a little too far out in front. Going to get away out of the baseline. And Horton coming back. 5:55 to go in the half. Lady Chargers with the basketball. They'll come out top side. Switch will run. 17-foot shot is up and no good. Rebound batted around. Taken away by Oskaloosa. Marsh coming up with the basketball. She'll drive it down the right side. Stops, falling away. Shot is up, partially deflected. Oskaloosa coming down with the rebound. Bodies all over the floor. No foul called. And now we're going to get a jump ball. There's plenty of contact, plenty of bodies flying around. You can hear a couple of them hit the floor pretty hard. No fouls on that particular possession. And here's the inbound. Oskaloosa's quick shot is up and way short. Rebounding it down. Kara covers up. Horton into the forecourt. 5.5 to go in the half. Over to the right side, Chartier. Jumps it to the free throw line. Little runners up off the window, but no good. and Onskaloosa clears it down. Michaela Boyd coming up with a rebound, and then we'll drive it down the floor. Goes coast to coast, weaves through two defenders, lays it up and in. Michaela Boyd, that was outstanding. Just coast to coast, getting her 9 points of the game. 22-11. And we've got 5 minutes to go in the half. Horton down low, off the left block, shot from up underneath, no good. Rebounding it back, Oskaloosa. Looking over her left shoulder, Boyd will take it down the floor, down the left side. Stays outside the lane, and then tumbles to the floor, having been fouled. We'll get the call from the official walking over to the scorer's table, and it will be Cameron Cabilla getting her first foul of the game. Team fouls are even at 9, so this will be our final 1-1 for anybody here in the first half. Shot will not go. Oh, they're going to say that was a 10th foul. I need to do some math of my own here. So, Kayla Boyd misses the first one, but will have one more shot. Still looking for her 10th point. Boyd will eye it. It is up and will not go. Horton with the rebound. Lady Chargers will bring it down the left side right in front of the scorer's table. Out on top of it is going to be Ashton. Keogh will take it over to the right. They'll feed off the block right side. They'll power move into the middle, but the shot won't drop. And on the rebound, we're going to get an Oskaloosa foul. Excellent interior position by Kara covers up for Horton. She was right where she needed to be to clear that rebound down. The defender coming in a little bit late, trying to steal it away from her, is going to be guilty of her second foul. It's going to be Hadley Howe. At the line for Horton is Kara. 1 of 2 at the free throw line for her lone point so far this evening. This one, off the window, but won't go in. Kara has one more shot coming up. It remains a 22-11 Horton lead. Now at 4:38 to go. Sturton is going to come out for Horton, and back in will come Emily Keogh. Second free throw will not go in either, and the rebound to Oskaloosa. Here comes Michaela Boyd. Again, she weaves all the way down the floor, takes it underneath, lays it up, can't get it, draws a foul. For Oskaloosa, it'll be the first foul of the game. For Riley Guilfoyle, the free throw won't go. One more shot here for Michaela. She's missed 3 in a row and now missed 4 in a row after having hit her first free throw of the game. It is still 22-11. The upcourt pass by Horton is going to be stolen away. The falling away shot misses. The rebound pulled down by Oskaloosa. They'll dump it over to the left side. 13-footers up, no good. Offensive rebound followed up and put home. Getting it in there is going to be Michaela Boyd. She's just a good hard-nosed player, stays after the ball, does not just drop back. I mean, she is in there and after it constantly. And now, Horton into the forecourt, and we're going to have a foul. Into the game for Oskaloosa, sophomore Alexis Bradshaw. And here's Horton back at the line. About midpoint here of the second quarter. The free throw won't quite go in. One more shot coming for Ashton Keogh. These two teams have both had some tough times at the free throw line tonight. This shot is up a little bit short. And Oskaloosa coming up on the board. It is a 2-on-2 break. This pass, I don't know if that was a pass or a shot, but it hit the front of the rim. Karams Wong, pulled down by Horton. Back the other way, they're going to come. The feed to the left side of the lane. And again, a defender reaches in, locks up the ball. Both players tumble to the floor, and we'll get a jump ball call, possession arrow, coming back to Horton. 24-11. 3:50 to go in the first half. Inbound pass is going to come all the way back into the backcourt. Horton will rescue it there. And then they're going to turn it over a little travel. Trying to hit the brakes and scooted just a little bit. Back again, it will be Oskaloosa basketball. Lady Bears have put together a substantial lead now. And for a 24-11, the shot from in the middle of the lane won't go down. The rebound cleared away by Carrier. Covers up. Horton back up the floor with the basketball. 3.5 to go in the opening half of the ladies' game. Don't forget the guys coming up after this one. Beat over to the right side. The pass to the right side of the lane. Gets away. Picked back up. Jump shot for 14. Too strong. Rebounding it down. Oskaloosa. Marsh coming up with the ball. Outlets it all the way to the length of the court. Trying to get it to Thatcher, but it's out of her reach. It's going to go back the other way. And these two teams are going up and down right now with 3:17 to go in the half. Are we getting an Oskaloosa timeout? No? Yes. I thought I had seen head coach Newell come up and talk to that official, and she is indeed taking a timeout. Joseph, let's enjoy it. What do you say? Timeout of the court inside 4 minutes to go in the opening half. It is Oskaloosa's Lady Bears 24, Horton 11.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Okay, thanks. 3:15 to go as Horton puts the ball in play, and into the forecourt they will come. Trading of the ball game by 24-11, Cam. The dash over to the left side, the very long two with just a two on the line is up and off the mark. But an offensive rebound, Chargers are going to reset. Here's a three from the right corner, just short. Another offensive rebound by Horton, and that time it's going to be stolen away. Here comes Oskaloosa, bringing it down the court, driving it to the right side, putting one on the way. No, follow shot, no, follow shot, no. Tipped out, Horton clears it down. They got an outlet down the floor that they don't see, and the upcourt pass in is too late, and it's going to be stolen away. Oskaloosa will have it, and then they're going to turn it over, trying to race it back up the court. 2:40 to go in the half. 24-11 is the lead for the visitors here tonight. Shot goes up, not going to go in, and Horton with another offensive board. Kara steps to the free throw line, and this time the shot goes up, and we do get a foul call. And that's going to put Horton again at the free throw line. So many fouls, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of a toll that takes on the number of available players as this game gets into the late minutes. Third foul of the game by Holly Thatcher for Oskaloosa. And the free throw here on its way and good. Emily Keough will have her third point. Back up to the line she comes, quickly just sends it on its way, won't quite go, but wait a minute, we got a lane violation, they're going to wipe that shot away. 24-12. Oskaloosa in front, and we're at now 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Cross court pass gets away, and Oskaloosa will turn it back over. Horton putting it in play right in front of their bench, and head coach Zach Nelson. Lady Chargers quickly bringing it down the court, dump it off on top. It's on the floor and stolen. Here comes a little jailbreak. Down with it is going to be Marsh. In up, doesn't hit the layup, and on the rebound, a foul on the floor. I suspect this whistle is going to be on maybe Thomas. It is going to be Angelina Thomas in her first foul of the game. A couple of free throws here in the front half is good for Michaela Boyd. So Michaela hit her first free throw, missed four in a row, comes up there and promptly knocks that one down. One more shot coming up for Michaela on its way, nails it. So Boyd will get them both, stretching that Oskaloosa lead now to 26-12. This is their largest advantage of the game at 2 minutes to play in the half. Horton with it on the left side, thinking about the 17-footer, doesn't take it, brings it back off on top. Little skip pass in, a lot of traffic, is stolen away. Here comes Oskaloosa, driving right, in, up, two more for Michaela Boyd. She's having a huge, huge game. Horton taking a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. With a minute 49 to go here in the opening half, timeout of the court. Oskaloosa 28, Lady Chargers 12.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Welcome back to Horton, Kansas. High school basketball in 2023. Northeast Kansas League, the girls game with a minute 45 to go. Horton will bring it into the forecourt, finding themselves trailing 28-12 here at home. They work the ball around the outside. Not making the dangerous passes. Now here's a feed in the middle of the shot. Not going to quite fall, but it was a good play and a good shot to take. And now the ball is still rolling around, and Oskaloosa will pick it up. Boyd again, right side, drops a shoulder. There's the offensive foul. And she gets up and then is kind of taking a moment, hands on knees, kind of gathering herself a little bit. Michaela Boyd, and it is her third foul now. Will she stay in? I would suspect not. No, here she goes off the floor. That kid for Oskaloosa to replace her will come Emma Vogel. Minute 20 to go and rolling along here toward intermission in Horton, Kansas. 28-12. Visitors in front. Horton with the basketball. Skips it over to the right side. Down low with it is going to be Angelina Thomas. Her shot inside. No. Rebound followed up. Won't go. Rebound this time by Oski. Here comes Oskaloosa. 13-footer right side. No. Rebounded down by Sturton for Horton. Inside a minute to play in the half now. Across the timeline and slowing it up a little bit is going to be Kabia. Gets it over to Sturton. Back out Cameron. Long cross court pass to the right side. Ashton Keogh's three. Nope. And rebound. Here comes Oskaloosa. They'll bring it down the floor. Dish it over left. The shot up. Nope. Offensive board followed. No and a foul. We've had some fouls. The call is going to be, I think it's 11, yeah, it's going to be the, third foul tonight, as a free throw is up and off the mark. That was on Ashton Keogh, her third, by the way. And Emma Vogel at the line misses the front one. She's now 1 of 5 at the line this evening for her lone point. One more shot coming up here for Emma. Up and in and out. Won't drop. Rebound. Horton. Lady Chargers. Sweep it away. JoJo Switch with the rebound. Half a minute to go in the half now. Horton will lob it over to the left side. Sturton into the lane. Skip pass across. Taken away by Oskaloosa. And mishandling the ball, we're going to get a traveling call. So Horton looks like it may have the opportunity for the final shot of the first half with 19 seconds on the scoreboard clock. It comes in on the right side to Sturton. She tries to feed inside. Nice pass. Taken down. The shot is up. We get a foul. There have been some fouls called in this game. Let's see. It is going to be the second on Hannah Rowe. For Oskaloosa, 2-3-6. And it's the 15th foul of the half. First free throw won't quite go in. So far we've got 15 fouls for Oskaloosa. And 12 by Horton. So 27 first half fouls between these two teams. Second free throw is good. So Emily will get the second, making it 28-13. In Oskaloosa, looking for the final shot. 8 seconds, now seven. To the right side with five. Out on top with four. On the left side with two. Down to the baseline with one, and the shot will not get off in time. It's halftime at Horton. The ladies' game has come to intermission. We'll be back to summarize a few as they go to the break. Oskaloosa 28, Horton 13.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. 2650.
Hey, the guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, second half of our high school doubleheader is a guys' contest coming up here in a little bit. But first of all, we're at halftime of the ladies' game. A quick look at the opening half scoring for you. For the visitors from Oskaloosa, a banner first half for Michaela Boyd, 15 points. It drops off pretty dramatically then to Hadley Houck with four, two apiece, Hannah Rowe, Paris Olivia Marsh, and Holly Thatcher, one and a half for Emma Vogel. For Horton, leading scorer, Emily Keough with four, Ashton Keough with three, two apiece for Cameron Cabilla, and Maddie Sturton, one apiece for Kara Coversup and Piper Chartier. Fouls, we have plenty of them. For Horton, you've got Ashton Keough with three, Emily has two, Piper Chartier two, Kara covers up two. For Oskaloosa, three apiece for Michaela Boyd and Holly Thatcher. Hadley Houck, Hannah Rowe, Lex Mazzelli, each with two. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Second half of the ladies' game coming up. And again, the guys' game team's out of the court warming up. Guys' game coming up after this. But right now with the intermission score in Horton, Kansas, it is the Lady Bears of Oskaloosa, 28, Horton 13. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He's got halftime.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msccsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports. Daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we bring you high school basketball this evening. Tom Couts is on the road covering the Oskaloosa at Horton game. We'll be returning to the girls' game in just a moment. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as the ladies will take to the court, taking on Central Methodist University at 5:30 in the evening. Then at 7:30, we'll have the men's game as the men will take on CMU as well. Coming up on Thursday, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday nights, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball as we will have Atchison High School versus Topeka Highland. The girls' game is scheduled for 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Then on Saturday, we've got Upton versus Grandview as the Ravens will be taking on Grandview with the women's game scheduled for 2 p.m. The men should take to the court at 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family, each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Taking a look around the local area, we've got Frankfort leading Donovan West 25-19 at the half. Hanover was leading Lynn 29-18 at the half as well. And it was the Leavenworth ladies trailing Baser Linwood. Baser Linwood was sitting at 20 points to Leavenworth 15. We'll be taking a closer look at that weather eye forecast in just a moment.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 26. Tonight, under overcast skies, winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 39. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 24. Mainly sunny skies, calm and dry. Thursday, clouds on the increase by Friday. Upper 30s. Thursday, mid 40s by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7, KAIR, Horton, Atchison. We're currently sitting at 33 degrees out there, but it feels like 23 out there with the wind out of the west at about 15 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 73%. The dew point registered up at the Boys and Girls Club here in North Atchison is sitting at 26 degrees, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.76. 6 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts in just a moment.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back to Horton, Kansas, where we're just getting underway in the second half. And as quickly as they put the ball in play, Horton puts one up and in. Looks like a by JoJo Switch. Her first point of the game, pushing the score now to 28-15, Oskaloosa. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here now. And I'm not sure just what happened, but we have a technical being called against Oskaloosa. The officials got the Oskaloosa players and coach huddled around him over by the scores table, and the first Horton free throw by Cameron Cabilla is up and good, and she's going to have one more. So in the opening seconds of the second half, Horton putting some points on the board. Second free throw will not quite go in. So it is now 28-16. Oskaloosa with the lead here in the girls' game. Joseph, you'd be interested to know that at halftime I did go out and get each of us a raffle ticket for some delightful-looking confections that they're going to be raffling off at halftime of the guys' game. Wish both of us luck. Oh, a three from the right side for Oskaloosa is up and good by Holly Thatcher. Holly drains that from way outside, 31-16. The ball's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. It'll be off Oskaloosa. Horton will be putting it back in play directly in front of their bench. Again, Horton in the home whites with blue, and Oskaloosa in the KU blue with red and white. Here's a baseline shot. It's up and good. Three-point shot from deep on the right side for Horton and JoJo Switch. JoJo has rolled up 5 quick points in the first minute of the second half, and now we'll have a collision on the other end of the court, and it will result in the third foul of the game for Emily Keough. First foul of the second half by Horton, and here's a rebound. It's going to be lost out of bounds. Coming back again to the Lady Bears. 6:58 to go in the third quarter, 31-19. And Maddie Sturton will come back in, and Emily with that third foul. We'll check out for just a little bit for Coach Nelson. Here's the inbound play. The shot goes up. No good. Rebounding it down. Here comes Horton. Chartier goes left side. Shot up and good for two more. Horton has come out of the locker room, and they are red hot. Two more for Cameron Cabilla. 31-21. We're at 6:37 to go in the third quarter. Oskaloosa in the lane. The ball batted away. It's going to be saved. Bears will go three, but before the shot, we're going to get an Oskaloosa timeout. Let's take it, Joseph. Horton has come out of the locker room, and they are firing. We are down inside. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. It is Oskaloosa 31, Horton Lady Chargers 21.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome back to Horton, Kansas, everybody, for high school hoops here this evening on K Radio. Then as Oskaloosa coming out of the timeout, puts the ball in play. It is stolen by Horton. Lady Chargers back up the floor with it. On the right side, it's going to be Mandy Sturton. Dishes it down low to the baseline. JoJo switch. Wicks it around to the left side. The feed will come to the block. Sturton bounces off underneath. The spinning shot up, and it wouldn't quite fall. The follow shot, no. And a foul will put Horton at the free throw line for two. Climbing back to her feet and stepping to the free throw line is going to be Kara Covers Up. The foul is going to be on Lex Maselli. It'll be her third foul of the game. Second foul of the second half by Oskaloosa. And Kara at the line, better free throw shooter than she has been early this evening, and this one won't go in for her. Struggling a little bit at the line, Kara Covers Up has one more shot here. Only a freshman here at Horton High School. Looks it over, puts it on its way, and perfect. Covers Up will hit one of them, making it 31-22. And back to within single digits has come Horton. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Little dish pass over to the right side, off the fingertips, and is it going to get away out of bounds? No, but Horton is going to reach in and save it and then get fouled. So the aggressive play that was so beneficial to Oskaloosa early in the game has come back now to be a bit of a detriment to them, as this foul is going to be the first of the night for Emma Vogel. Team foul three already here in the second half by the Lady Bears. Horton coming down with the basketball, the feet underneath, the layup is up and good. Covers up for two. 31-23. Shot for the right side, no good. Offensive rebound. 15-footer up, no good. Rebound, Horton. And now three defenders surround, but cannot steal the ball away. Here comes Horton. They are back to within eight. And 5-10 remains to be played in the third quarter. The feed off the block. The layup is up. It rolls in plus one. Kara Covers Up, having a great third quarter. Count the bucket. Put her on the free throw line. And for Oskaloosa, let's see against whom this foul is going to be called. They have yet to register it on the board. And as the officials are walking away from me, I can't see the indications. Now the officials are going to come over and they're going to try to determine exactly against whom this foul is going to be called. And now they're going to get a timeout before the free throws. Prior to the free throws being shot, we're taking a timeout in a game that was a little bit ago, a 15-point game, is down to six. Time out of the court. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It is Oskaloosa 31, Horton 25.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Horton is the first team to come off the sideline and out on the court, and Kara Covers Up is going to be striding to the free throw line. looking to complete that conventional three-point play. Oskaloosa, four fouls in the first 3:05 of the third quarter. Kara sends it on its way and rolls across the rim. No good, but an offensive rebound underneath by Sturton. Covers up, brings it out on top to Piper. Chartier, skip pass over to the right side. Here's a three, set sail, and good! Horton, Cameron, Cabilla! 31-28. It is now a three-point game. And a little turnaround baseline shot, good. Oskaloosa breaks a long scoring drought for the Buckeye Hannah Rowe. 33-28. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Horton will feed down low. The ball is going to get away at the baseline, and the entry pass looking down at the baseline for Kara covers up a little too long and out of her reach. Here comes Oskaloosa. 33-28, Lady Bears by 5. They have led by as many as 15 here in the second half. They've got the ball topside to Hannah Rowe. Rowe kicks it over to the right. Thatcher with it. Dribbles toward the top. Dishes it over to Vogel. Vogel back out on top now to Marsh. Oskaloosa's taking a little wind out of the sails here and bringing the ball again. All the way out near center circle. And there was a travel. You bet. Kind of doing a little stutter step out near center circle. The turnover by Oskaloosa. Chargers have it back in play. .3:47 to go in the third quarter. A big crowd and rather partisan Horton crowd really enjoying how this third quarter has been unfolding for the home team. Cross court pass batted away and it's going to be stolen. Maselli will drive and shoot and miss the running layup. Rebound tipped out on top. Saved by Rowe. She'll turn and miss it. Rebound pulled down by Horton. Maselli will steal it back, turn, shoot, and miss it. Rebound pulled down by Horton and then falling to the floor. A travel gets called. 33-28. Oskaloosa with the lead. Putting the ball in play at their offensive baseline. In the lane, the shot is up, and we will get a foul called, and that is going to send Emma Vogel to the free throw line. It's going to be the second foul for JoJo Switch. And coming to the line for Oskaloosa, Emma Vogel, 1 of 6 at the line tonight. She's probably due to hit a couple. That one is going to be a little off to the right side. One more shot for Emma. Horton continues to rotate players in two at a time, and Coach Nelson, just a carousel, players coming in and out of the lineup. Second shot for Vogel, on its way, got it off the window and in. 4 points tonight now for Emma Vogel. 34-28. We're at 3:15 to go here in the third. Horton with the basketball way up top side. Dumps it over to the left to Ashton. Back out on top. It'll go to Chartier. Over to the left side. JoJo. Switch gets it down to Maddie. Sturton dumps it down to the baseline. The three set sail and soft. Rebound taken away by Horton. Great job by Sturton. Now the cross court pass is stolen. Tracy down the court. It's a 2-on-none break and a foul from behind. It's going to be whistled on Sturton. So the foul on Maddie is only her first of the game. And for Horton, it is the third of the second half. Coming to the line for Oskaloosa, Paris Olivia Marsh. 2 points in the game and 0 for 1 at the free throw line. Missed the front half of a 1-1. This one rims out. And again, Horton rotating players in and out of the lineup. One more shot coming up here for Marsh. Looks for her third point this evening and does not get it there. And the official indicates that having not drawn iron, that shot is void and it will come back to Horton and they will be forced to put it in play from the backcourt. 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Chartier up the floor with it, gets it out on top to Sturton, dishes it over to the right side, Kabia. Now they'll feed off the right block, ball on the floor, in trouble, picked up, and as she goes up with the shot, Piper Chartier gets fouled. Piper picked the ball up down to the baseline. It was very quickly going to go straight up from the left side of the hoop and try to kiss it off the window, but gets fouled. Foul number 2 for Marsh for Oskaloosa. Team foul 5 for the Lady Bears. First of 2 free throws, short. And again for Horton, free throws have been a bit of a bane here this evening. Piper is 1 for 5 and not 1 for 6. The rebound lost out of play. It's off Horton and will be Oskaloosa basketball. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Oskaloosa up a half a dozen, has the basketball and gets it across the timeline. Selly with it, dumps it over to the right side. Gets it there to Hauk. Now the baseline left, shot way too strong. The Selly rebounds, follows it up, way too strong. This time, Sturton clears it down. Here comes Horton. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Chartier brings it up. She is so due to put some points on the board. Has 1 point so far this evening. The feed into the lane, the hook shot, halfway down, comes out, but a foul will put the Lady Chargers at the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Hadley Hauk. It is her third foul. So for Oskaloosa, no player with more than 3, but they've got 4 players with 3. Front free throw rolls, and it's in. Emily Keough, point number 5. Makes it 34-29. Second free throw won't go, and on the rebound, Sturton goes up with a shot, and she is fouled by Maselli, and now that will be the first Oskaloosa player with a 4th foul. Back to the free throw line come the Lady Chargers. Patty Sturton steps up, though. She hasn't had a free throw yet this evening. First one, no. One more shot coming up. Long look at it. On its way, it won't go. Rebound saved down by Horton. And they're going to keep it alive with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter. Out on top. Back over to the right side. Looking into the middle is going to be Ashton Keough. And they're going to call Ashton for an offensive foul. So I've got Ashton for 4. She is the first Horton player to pick up a 4th personal foul. Minute 40 to go in the third quarter, 34-29, still a 5-point game. Oskaloosa down the right side. Comes back on top, the 3, set sail, and good. There's a big 3-point shot by Marsh. 37-29. And we're down to a minute 20 to go. Third quarter. And a travel, yeah. So Oskaloosa putting in a blank from the 28-foot mark in the backcourt. And here they come. Right side, but then it's going to be Marsh. It's going to be knocked out of her hand, stolen away. Down the court, Kabia. Left side, shot up, won't go. Rebound tipped out. Oskaloosa's going to clear it down. It's a one-on-one break down the floor. Runner from 12. In, out, and in. Marsh with another one. She's having now a big third quarter. It goes to 39-29, and right back to a 10-point lead goes Oskaloosa. 49 seconds left in the third. Into the lane, the shot, nope. Rebound, Oskaloosa. And the outlet up the court, stolen. And then Horton will travel with it. The problem with that one was just kind of taking the ball out of the air, running at full speed down the court. There was really hardly an opportunity to catch the ball, get yourself oriented and in sync, and get a dribble down before that second step came. 39 seconds to go in the third. 39-29. Gorton had trimmed this thing to 3, but since then, they've been outscored 8-1. Half a minute to go now. Oskaloosa with the basketball. Way out near the center circle of the pass is stolen away. Skip over to the right side. It's going to be lost. Out of bounds. Back it comes again to Horton. Right now on the court, Oskaloosa is a, I think it's fair to call them a small team. I don't think there's anybody out there over 5'6", maybe 1'5'7" player, maybe. But they are small, but they are very fast, and they are aggressive, and now they're going to steal the inbound. The outlet, left side, breakaway, layup, won't go. Rebound, pull down, Sturton. Horton coming up with it, 16 seconds, plenty of time. Chartier into the forecourt, kicks it over to the right side. JoJo switch, feeds underneath. Turning around, the shot, forced up, won't go, but Kara covers up again. Will be at the free throw line. We're down to 6 seconds to play in the third quarter. And that is going to be the fourth foul on Hadley Houck. So Oskaloosa has 2 players with 4. Free throw is good. And Oskaloosa will make a switch here with 6 seconds to play in the third quarter. Alexis Bradshaw coming in. Free throw here will not drop. Oski with the ball. Up the court they come. Right side with 4. On the outside with 3. The shot is up with 2. Way off the mark at the end of the third quarter. Fourth quarter coming up should be interesting. For the timeout of the court, after 3, Oskaloosa 39, Horton 30.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's
913-367-2650. Happy to have you with us here in Horton, Kansas tonight, where there's high school basketball in the Northeast Kansas League. Ladies game going to the fourth quarter of Oskaloosa. On the road in front, 39-30. Joseph producing an engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with your courtside, and Oskaloosa found themselves really being chased in that third quarter where Horton took what had been a 15-point deficit, cut it to 3. But late scoring by Oskaloosa pushes it back to the 9-point lead as we go to the fourth quarter. For Oskaloosa, Michaela Boyd, 15 points, did not score in the third quarter. Now, on the inbound play, Horton steals the ball. They're right back up with it. Bounce pass over to the right side. Now the feed underneath. The bucket is good, and the foul will make it a plus one. The foul will put Kara Covers up at the free throw line, and that is going to be the fourth foul of the game for Hannah Rowe of Oskaloosa. So Oskaloosa now with 3-4 foul players. Kara looks at it, shoots it, off the window and good! 10 points. 39-33. And we're at 7:40 to play. Oskaloosa goes over to the left side. Travel, no whistle, the shot blocked and knocked out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Oskaloosa at the offensive end. And again, Oskaloosa going with a small but very fast team. They brought Alexis Bradshaw, sophomore, in. Here's a shot up, won't go. Rebounding it down. Covers up. Piper Chartier into the forecourt. Brings it right side. Feeds underneath. Kara can't get that layup to fall. The freshman has just been so good tonight. And now it's going to be stolen back by Chartier. One-on-one. In, up, blocked away, on the floor. Players 1, 2, 3 on the ground. They look to the official, he makes no call, and then the ball's out of play. Back to Horton. 3 players were on the floor. The ball's kind of rolling around. They'll look up at the official who's standing just out of play at the baseline. He's making no calls. And it gets away out of bounds. Maselli's going to come back into the game for Oskaloosa. Back into the lineup for Horton is going to be Emily Keough. Chargers will bring it in. Comes out on top. The three won't drop. Rebound slapped out. Rebound back down offense. Skipped over to the right side. The dish out on top. Horton will drive in. Dish left. Long two. No. Rebound underneath. Followed up. Yes! Emily Keough has seven. 39-35. 6:46 left. The shot from the outside. Nope. And we're going to get a foul on the rebound. It's going to be, I believe, the third of the game by Kara. Covers up. No, it's not. Not going to be on Kara. It is going to be on Cameron Kabia, her second. The ball in play at the baseline, and now we're going to get a foul by Horton, and this one will be on Kara, her third. That'll be team foul six for the Lady Chargers. Oskaloosa has already committed nine, so both teams are going to be shooting. The ball comes in, Maselli, triple team, brings it on top. The uncontested three is a rainbow that's too long, and a rebound, Horton. Horton clears it away, and a rebound by Kara covers up. Lady Chargers up the floor. The feed down low. The shot. Keough off the glass and good. Emily with nine. 39-37. A two-point game. We've got an Oskaloosa timeout. 6:12 to go in this girls' game. It is Oskaloosa 39, Horton 37.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
To go in the ball game. The fourth quarter has been dominated by Horton, who's outscored Oskaloosa 7-0 here in the fourth. Welcome back, everyone. Guys, game coming up after this one. More basketball tomorrow night. The Benedictine Ravens at home up in the Nolan Gymnasium. Carry your broadcast. Ladies game at 5:30. The guys game at about 7:30. Here we go. Oskaloosa coming out of the timeout, called by head coach Lindsey Newell. Put the ball in play on the near side. They'll feed into the lane, and the underhand layup wide open inside is up and good. Holly Thatcher has seven. 41-37. Horton back down to four with it, and they're going to lose it out of bounds, turning it over. 5:55 to go. It is a four-point Oskaloosa lead. And the Bears in control of the basketball. The shot, long shot, left side, up, no good. Rebound on the floor, saved by Oskaloosa. Now they'll feed to the middle. It's going to be stolen away. Kara covers up with the steal and into the forecourt where the ball is going to come, Kabia. Cameron will dump it over to the right side. Into the hands of JoJo Switch. Kicks it back over to the left to Kabia. So start right, drive left, puts a shot, airborne, no good. Offensive rebound followed up, no. Offensive rebound followed up, no. This time it'll be cleared away by Lex Maselli. And Oskaloosa taking it the other way. 5:10 to go in the game. Maselli with it on top. Does not take the three. She was left alone, but she was not going to take that shot. And Maselli coming into the game changes the complexion of this team to a much taller group. The feed underneath, back outside, the turnaround shot. Nope, rebound tipped around, and it's out of bounds. And it is Horton basketball. Oskaloosa certainly having opportunities to score on that possession, did not capitalize, and at 4:50 to go in the game, trailing by four, Horton will have the ball in play once again. on the floor right now for head coach Nelson. Kara covers up and JoJo switch. You've got Maddie Sturton. The ball put in play by Ashton Keough and brought up the floor by Piper Chartier. Ashton Keough has her shot blocked from behind and clearly fouled. She'll be coming to the line. That is now the fourth foul on Thatcher. Four Oskaloosa players with four fouls apiece. Ashton's first of two will not go in. One more shot coming up for the junior for Horton. Long look at it. Puts a little extra on this one, and it rolls. Won't go in. Rebound. Pulled down by Oskaloosa. Stolen back by Chartier. She'll go cross-court to the right side. Driving in. Contact. They're going to call a double dribble. Oskaloosa will get it back. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Lady Bears walking it up, and that's going to be Marsh. She'll dump it over to the right side to Thatcher. Feed back in the middle of Marsh. She will turn and shoot. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Followed up. Missed it. Rebound. Chartier. Horton coming back the other way. Still trailing by 4:15, and that's going to be a timeout taken by Horton. Again, now at 4:14 to go in the game. Timeout, Joseph. It's going to be a great finish. The score right now, Oskaloosa 41, Horton 37.
How to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
A four-point ball game midway through the fourth quarter here at Horton, Kansas. It's Northeast Kansas League High School Basketball on CARE Radio. The visitors from Oskaloosa and the Traveling Blues, Horton and the home whites. It is going to be Horton basketball. They have not led, and by that, I mean Horton has not led since the very early moments of the game, back in the opening quarter, have trailed by as many as 15, but have got it down now, right now to 4. The ball is going to be lost out of bounds, and is there a foul? Nope. They're just going to say that Horton turns it over. Back again, it will come to Oskaloosa. 4 minutes to play. Oskaloosa and Marsh feeds to the free throw line. Skip pass back to the right. The easy layup is going to be up and in. Excellent movement of the basketball and the ninth point of the game for Holly Thatcher. 43-37 at 3:40 to play. Feed comes to the free throw line. Sturton. Turns left, right, goes underneath, on the floor once, shot, nope, rebound, pulled down underneath by Maselli. Lex Maselli's done a great job on the boards, has not gotten a point yet today. Here's a driving layup underneath, no, offensive rebound, followed up, yes, plus one. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Chartier. Piper has her fourth foul. And Holly Thatcher. Holly is the, are you ready for this? The only player for Oskaloosa to have scored in the fourth quarter. She has all 6 of their fourth quarter points. The free throw is no good. Rebounding it out, and Chartier has it knocked out of her hands by Thatcher. Stolen away, and then another foul by Chartier, and I think she just fouls out with that maybe. If that is on her, no, they're not going to call it on Chartier. They're going to address the foul to Sturton. So back to the free throw line on Oskaloosa, back up there. This time it'll be Michaela Boyd. The 1-1, front half, no. Rebound Here comes Horton. They rock it all the way down to the baseline, drive across beneath the goal. The ball bounces away. It's going to get away and get out of bounds. Oskaloosa putting it in play. Gets a little pressure now on the upcourt. 3 minutes to go. The feed to the right side of the lane. The dish across. The 12-footer rolls out. No good. Horton coming down with a rebound. 45-37. Horton with the basketball, but now, again, trailing by 8 points. 2.5 to go. They're going to run a little motion. Bring Chartier off on top. Looking for help. Can't find it. Goes left side. Emily Keough starts into the lane. Dumps it over to the right side to Sturton. Sturton double team. Can't get rid of the ball. And is it a 5-second call? No, it's going to be a timeout. Good timeout taken there by Coach Nelson. Joseph, we're going to take another one at 2:23 to go in the game. It remains Lady Bears 45, Horton 37.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history, while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Horton, Kansas. It's been an exciting game. Even though Onskaloosa has led almost throughout, Horton has not let them get away. They've battled back, and right now they've got their work cut out for them, though. 2 minutes and 23 seconds left of the game, and Onskaloosa has pushed ahead again, 45-37. It'll be Horton basketball inbounded at their offensive end. Putting it in play will be JoJo Switch. JoJo off on top. The 3 for Cabea. No. Rebound pulled down by Kara. Covers up. Feeds to Maddie. Sturton shot. No. Rebound this time, Oskaloosa. Now Horton pressing a little bit on the upcourt play, but in across the timeline comes Michaela Boyd. And Oskaloosa looking to get a little patient. Now the pass is batted away and nearly stolen, but lost out of bounds by Cabea. 2:02 to go in the game. Oskaloosa brings the ball in, and they'll have it out on top. Emma Vogel slides down the right side of the lane, skips it over. Back comes to Vogel, who traveled with it. They're going to call a foul. She took an extra step down low, and the official, I think, was maybe blocked out a little bit. We're going to get a foul called against Horton. And that will be the first player to foul out of the game. It'll be Piper Chartier. So Piper will foul out with a minute 53 to go. End the night with 1 point. First free throw, it is up and it is good. Emma Vogel. One more shot coming up for Emma. 2 of 9 at the free throw line. And now 2 of 10. Offensive rebound followed up. No offensive rebound followed up. Yes. First point of the game for Lex Maselli. And Lex just utilized her superior height and long reach to just keep that ball alive and just keep following it up and following it up. Now Horton down the floor from the baseline. The shot is up and no good. Follow shot is up and missed again. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Oskaloosa. Outlet right side. Skip across. It's going to be kicked. And out of bounds at the baseline to Horton. But now the Lady Chargers in trouble, trailing at 48-37. As Oskaloosa has gone on a 9-0 run. Horton had cut it to 2, and Oskaloosa since then gone on that 9-0 run. We're down to a minute 15 to go. Here's a drive all the way to the baseline, a bump, a foul, and that is going to be, I think, the fifth on Mazzelli. That's who it's on. No, they're going to say it's out of bounds offer, I suspect. Not a foul, just out of bounds. A minute 5 to play. 48-37 Oskaloosa. Bears will bring it back down the right side, and not sure they're even looking to score here. I would suspect perhaps not, just run that last bit of timeout. They've got the ball way out, probably two steps above the three-point circle. They work it over to the right side, swing it back to the left. The ball's knocked away from Maselli, and she'll go over and back. Great defense. Kara covers up. Chargers will have it in play with 37 seconds to go, down 11. Inbound against Ashton Keough. She'll bring it into the backcourt. Cameron Cabilla to Keough. And Horton loses it, saves it underneath, driving in. The ball is going to be knocked away. It's on the floor. Players all over the place. Picked back up by Horton. The feed across, and more players just flung to the floor. And the foul is on. Is that on Boyd? Yeah, Michaela Boyd will foul out. So Michaela's going to foul out of the game with just 19 to go. Michaela had a great first half. 15 at halftime, ends the game with 15. First free throw for Ashton Keough. We're not quite going to go in. She's got one more shot coming up here. Ashton with 3 points on a long shot in the early moments of the game. Second free throw, gets it. 48-38. 18 seconds to go. Now Horton with a steal. Stolen back by Oskaloosa. We're down to 10. And we'll get an Oskaloosa timeout. Coach taking a timeout with 10 seconds to go and up 10 points. An interesting TO. So if I'm going to hang on to it right here, and because we're very near the conclusion of the contest. Tomorrow on Care Radio, Benedictine basketball, the Ravens in the Nolan Gymnasium. 5:30 for the ladies' game and 7:30 for the guys. Thursday night sports look. Friday night, it'll be Atchison and Topeka High. Saturday afternoon, Raven basketball. 2 and 4 o'clock, Saturday afternoon, Benedictine, here on Care Radio. So, as the first week of 2023 unfolds, it's a hectic one, and it's going to continue to be like that for out of the next, 10 weeks? Out of the court for Horton. Let's see who all we've got out there. Kara covers up, and Cameron Cabilla, JoJo Switch, Emily Keough is out there, and running it out is, let me look and see if I can pick up who the last player is. I'll get it here in a second, but right now, down court with it, Horton, a little push, the shot's up. Nope, but we're going to get a foul. The last player, by the way, Ashton. Ashton Keough is the fifth player for Horton. Coming to the free throw line, JoJo Switch. JoJo has not had a free throw appearance yet tonight. There have been a lot of them taken by both of these teams. This free throw is good. That is her sixth point of the game. One more shot, and that one will not go in, and that's going to do it. Final score in the ladies' game. Oskaloosa, 48. Horton, 39, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Ladies, game wrapped up. Oskaloosa comes away with a 9-point road win here this evening. And for Oskaloosa, they were led by Michaela Boyd with 15 points. She had all of them by halftime. Also in double-figure scoring, it was Holly Thatcher with 11. 7-9 for Paris Olivia Marsh. It was a 5-point game for Emma Vogel. You had 4 for Haley Hoke and 4 also for Hannah Rowe. 2 tonight for Alexis Maselli. For Horton, double-figure scoring for who I'm going to refer to as your Bank of Atchison player of the game, and that is Kara Covers Up. Kara with 10 points tonight. Emily Kia with 9 and 8 for Kabia. 6 this evening for JoJo Switch. It was a 4-point game for Ashton Keough. 2 tonight for Maddie Sturton and Piper Chartier with 1. Horton moves to 1-5. Oskaloosa improves to 2-4. Free throws were a mess. These two teams, either one could have won at the free throw line. Oskaloosa, 8 of 26 at the free throw line tonight. Horton, 12 of 34 at the free throw line this evening. Hey, the guys, teams are out of the court warming up, and we're going to be back with the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader here very shortly. Again, the final score in the ladies' contest. Oskaloosa, 48, Horton, 39. We're going to be back shortly, but right now we're kicking it to our man Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He's going to take care of you, and we'll be back here in about 13, 14 minutes.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.